This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Hundreds of the state's most loyal Republicans are gathering this morning in Worcester for the party's nominating convention. The convention will decide whether any candidates get party endorsements before the September primary, and the convention could determine whether some candidates are left off the ballot. The convention's also expected to put on full display a divide in the Massachusetts GOP. WBUR Steve Brown is in Worcester for the convention. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Let's begin with that divide. Broadly speaking, can we characterize delegates as belonging to one of two camps, the Donald Trump camp or the Charlie Baker camp?
Yeah, that's a pretty fair way of assessing it. You know, this is Charlie Baker's party. He has a lot of support here, but there's also a growing vocal dissent here, not necessarily happy with Charlie Baker. Again, Charlie Baker is representing more of the establishment Republicans that we've known for many years here in Massachusetts. And then you have, like I say, this upstart that's coming along as well. They're the more pro-Donald Trump Republicans. You know, as you know, here in Massachusetts, there's kind of a divide. There are Republicans that shy away from Donald Trump, Charlie Baker being one of them. But there are others who will be here embracing them, and I think we're going to be seeing a lot of that play out on the convention floor.
How much of a presence will Governor Baker have at the convention?
Oh, he's here. He's around. As a matter of fact, before when I came in, I saw his state police detail out front. So he's in the building already. As I say, this is Charlie Baker's party. There's no getting away from that. So he will be here pressing the flesh and renewing acquaintances with folks in his party.
Now, the business of the day is considering candidates for statewide office. Can you explain what a candidate needs to achieve today to make it to the primary ballot, and also what a candidate needs to do to actually take home a convention endorsement?
Right. There's a couple of things that candidates need to do. There's some that are coming in here that are just hoping that they can get on the ballot. They know they're not going to win at this convention, but they have to get 15% of the convention delegates to get on the ballot. If they get below the 15%, their name will not be on the ballot in September. So consider that the floor. If you can look at the ceiling, a candidate can come away from this convention. And it's safe to say probably Charlie Baker is one of those candidates who will come away with more than 50%, 50% plus one. If you get 50% plus one, you get the convention endorsement. And you can go out the rest of the summer and say, hey, I was endorsed by the Massachusetts GOP.
Now, the big contests appear to be the race for governor, where Charlie Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito are running for re-election. And the U.S. Senate race, three Republicans are looking to face off against incumbent Democrat Elizabeth Warren. So let's start back with the governor's contest. Charlie Baker does have a Republican challenger. Steve, is there really any drama in that race?
There's a little bit of interest. The challenger is a pastor from out in the Springfield area, a very conservative Trump-supporting candidate. Scott Lively is his name. He's run in the past. And again, he's one of the ones that's coming in here looking for that 15%, so maybe he can get on the ballot. Is he going to get the endorsement of this? No. Charlie Baker will get the endorsement here at this convention. There's no doubt about that. You know, it's kind of a finger in the eye of Charlie Baker. There are a lot of Republicans that think that Charlie Baker is what they call a rhino, a Republican in name only. And so they might see this as kind of a chance to just kind of stick it to him and give him a little prod to be maybe more in their line of thinking of what a Republican should be.
How about the three Senate candidates? They have some distinct differences from one another.
Yes. You know, you have Beth Lindstrom, who is more in line with Charlie Baker. She was a party official a few years back, worked under Mitt Romney. You know, she's considered, you know, an old Republican hand. On the other end, you have Jeff Diehl, who is a state representative from Whitman. He's been running for this for a while now. And he represents kind of that upstart Trump-supporting wing of the party. party. As a matter of fact, Jeff Diehl was the state chairman for Donald Trump long before Donald Trump really was gaining traction. The other candidate is businessman John Kingston. He's been running as well. He's kind of in the middle of the pack there.
Well, Steve, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
WBUR Steve Brown. Tomorrow, he'll have the story on how the convention turned out. This is 90.9 WBUR.